Hello, everybody. It's Jenny from The Coach Jenny. I'm here to teach all my ladies how to find clarity in the chaos. That's right, babe. With a little bit of structure, a whole new mindset, and some sass in that step, we can hold it off. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. What's up? What's new and exciting with you? It's your girl, Jenny Jordan, and I'm here for a good one today. It is a lesson on life and a little bit of goodness to drizzle down into your brain. So I've been thinking about life in general, just a whole bunch of shit that's been going on and how to like make my life better, like how to improve everything that's going on. And y'all know that I am like the power planner, and I love my schedules, and I have planners to the wazoo, and I'm sponsored by like three planner companies. It's awful, but I absolutely love my planners and I use them all the time. But I want to learn how to be super efficient. And I was like, ooh, do I go like digital? And I get like in one of those magical iPads and like, ooh, now I'm like super jazzy. I have an iPad. I'm like, nah, I don't know. Like, I don't want to spend like thousands of dollars to get an iPad. Like, yeah, that's kind of weird. But I was like, how can I still feel accomplished and feel like I'm getting things done in a day? Like, what can I do? And I was really like racking my brain, and I've been listening to a ton of podcasts and personal growth people and Brendan Burchard and like just a bunch of people. And I fell across a couple really rad podcasts. And if you've been on my newsletter, you know who I've been listening to, because for the last like month of newsletters, I've been posting like who I love. So hint, hint, wink, wink, sign up for the newsletter. So I've been taking all these magical notes and writing down in my journals and trying to figure out how can I make my days more efficient. And I'm like, do I go to the gym earlier? Normally I like to go around 1 o'clock. Do I get up earlier? Do I, you know, transition my clients a little bit earlier? Like, how do I like make my day a little bit more efficient? Like, I don't want to sit up in here, like in my office for like 8-9 hours a day. I just feel like I'm not being super efficient. So I came up with this really good idea about like this magical routine. And everybody hates the word routine, and I get it. Like, you know, Jen, you're so structured. You have a routine. I get it. No. I get it for myself. I get bored. Like, if I don't like do the routine, then I get like super sad that I didn't like complete something on my routine. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't do it right. Oh my gosh, this is so bad. So I was talking to George last night at dinner, and I was like, babe, starting in August, I have this new mindset on how I want to just live my life a little bit differently. And he's like, oh yeah, this will be good. Tell me about it. And I was like, I always get so stressed because things don't go my way. And he's like, ugh, tell me about it. Like, literally. So I said, I want to live just at ease and live more like the ebb and flow, like the ocean. And it's okay if things don't get done immediately. And he's like, I've been telling you that for years. And I was like, I know, babe, but it's really hard for somebody who's very OCD and very structured to live a life a little bit more of ebb and flow. So I sat down with myself at my desk here, and I came up with something a little bit different than a structured routine. And starting on August 1st, which is Tuesday, I want to have this new mindset, because I'm like breaking myself into this, because it's hard. It's really hard that I want to wake up every day with a new mindset. Like, you know how we get super pumped about January 1st? We're like, ooh, it's a clean mindset, clean slate. Like, yay, clean slate. Woo, new year. Well, why can't we do that every day? Like, instead of saying, ooh, it's a new month or a new week. Like, why can't we say that? Like, ooh, tomorrow is Friday. Woo! Like, super pumped. New day, new goals. Like, why can't we get excited about doing that when we wake up? When we our little peepers open up and be like, ooh, new day, new goals, new opportunity. And so I want to bring on this mindset. Like, it's a new reset. It's a refresh. It's a reboot. It's a whatever re that you want to call it. So I came up with these 7 things that I'm going to do for me. These 7 things for you may not make sense. So you can sit down and write your own 7, 10, 15, 25 things that you want to get done in a day. But I condensed mine to 7. And every day I want to get done these 7 things. It doesn't matter the time of day. It doesn't matter the order that these things are going to get done. But in my day, from the time I wake up at 6 to when I go to bed around 9, 10, because I'm old, I want to get these 7 things done. The first one is, and these are, first of all, these are all non-negotiables. Like, these have to get done. And they're pretty basic, and they're going to get done. The first one is nourish my body. Like, homegirl, you need to eat. So, and as you can tell that my body, I like to eat. So I have no problem eating food. It's just about eating appropriate foods for my body and making sure that I drink water. I don't have a problem drinking water. I have my mason jar here. So here it is, drinking my water. So definitely that's number one, just making sure that I eat and drink appropriately for the day. Number two is movement. This is a big one for me. You know that I'm a sponsored athlete, and then I go to the gym and I bike and I walk the dog, and you know that I do all these crazy things. So definitely movement. On like days that I don't go to the gym and I'm still doing some kind of movement, if it's stretching, if it's meditation movement, which is like a yoga-esque kind of dance movement, any kind of movement in the day. I'm still trying to push to get 10,000 steps, which is standard in my book to get 10,000 steps in a day. So any kind of movement in a day. Number three, this is a big one for me, and you kind of, it's interesting, is declutter my workspace. I don't know about you. I get really funky when I feel like my work area looks messy. Even like my desktop on my computer, if it's cluttered and dirty and looks funky, I feel like my whole chi is out of whack. So I spend a couple minutes, like if I need to dust my desk off, like, you know, I today was doing my nails and stuff like that. So I make sure like there's no nail dust anywhere from, you know, my dip or whatever that I was dipping my nails in, and, you know, make sure it's like all nice and clean here. And, you know, every month at the end of the month, I always go through, like, you know, I'm OCD with my pens and markers and stuff like that. Like, are all my pens and markers in good shape? Like, you know, are they dead? If they're dead, I'm throwing them away. Like, that's the way I'm at right now. I'm not keeping anything because the pen looked pretty. Like, throw it away. Go through my stuff. Like, if it's, I don't want it, throw it away. Get rid of it. Just keeping my desk super clean. Because when you feel organized and declutter your workspace, you're going to have a better mindset around you. Speaking of that, like, I have a corkboard in front of my, or behind my computer here, that I always change it every month. It's like the therapist / teacher side of me is like, every month I have put like a new theme up there, or like, you know, I got cards from clients and I keep them, or, you know, cut the pictures out of them and, you know, put them up there. So I like to decorate my corkboard every month. So it's like the new month is coming up, so I'm getting ready to redecorate that. So just keeping your area like in check. Number four in my power seven is planning. Everybody knows that I have a, what I call it, my power planning. It's a process that I do every Sunday and Wednesday. It's called power planning. It's brain dumping and brainstorming ideas to make your week successful. And if you want help power planning, schedule an appointment with me and let's teach you how to power plan. It takes literally 10 to 15 minutes and it's fun. I like to make it fun because my OCD, LD, ADHD, what kind of alphabets you want to give me, like my brain can't handle it. So like I love to power plan on Sundays and like set up my week for success. And then every Wednesday, I kind of look at my schedule again to make sure if I need to modify everything, because Wednesdays are really a heavy Zoom client day. So that is super important. Number five is a mental reset. And what I mean by mental reset is like moving away from technology, just getting away from the computer. Our brains only work about 50 minutes at a time. And during that 50 minutes, we have full concentration. And like 50 minutes, 0.1 second later is where we start becoming like swinging Johnny. And then we're like clicking on Instagram and YouTube and looking at other things. Like that's the time we should kind of step away from the computer. Like I, you know, maybe stretch in my office or go downstairs and maybe give George a high five or a hug or something like that. Just kind of like, you know, that's also like movement, like moving my body, just getting away from my computer. That's also really important to my eye health care because, as you know, I'm visually impaired, that my eyeballs need a break. And I need to take that time away from my eyeballs to readjust and just get away from technology. And it's also a good mindset break, just getting away from just the technology and letting my brain just kind of like recoup from all the craziness that's going on. It's a good thing to do. Take time away. Number six out of seven is mindfulness practice. Somewhere during the day, I will be doing something as gratitude, writing in my journal. I have a Growth Day app through Brendan Burchard, and we do journaling in there, and I can write my gratitude practice in there. If it's meditation, super into music. As you all know, music is my jam. I love music. I actually have my laptop up on like a little stand next to my Mac desktop, and I'll have like music playing on my laptop, and it's just kind of like fun surround sound kind of stuff to get my like brain calm, because sometimes, you know, when I'm in my coaching mode, it's very stressful and just, you know, I'm very in it. I give my heart and soul into coaching and I'm in it. It just takes a lot out of you. That music helps, you know, reel me back in and calm me down. Also grounding practice. Everybody's like, oh, grounding, that's so dumb. But yeah, it really works for me. I'm not saying going outside in my bare feet all the time, but it's just like, you know, spending a few minutes like looking out my window here of a really big like 10-foot window, and I look out the window, I'm like, oh, there's a bird, there's a cloud, there's the green grass, or, you know, there's my neighbor kid on the bike, like just kind of picking things out and becoming very aware and being very present in the moment. So that's always been super, super helpful. And the last one, number seven, is just connection with my community, connection with my clients, connection with my family or friends, or just connecting with my like brain. If it's reading or listening to an audiobook or a podcast or learning something, it's that connection. I need connection. And the best way I connect is always on social media and doing funny videos or going live or going outside with my dog or doing something funny outside with some kind of video. But connection is a big thing for me. And that's something I do every day. If it's something, somehow I'm connecting with people or using my brain to connect with my higher self or my higher powers or whatever. And that's a big thing. That's a non-negotiable. I need to connect. And these seven things are something that I do every day. And I put things in there that sometimes stretch me a little bit more, maybe with the mindfulness practice, that I have some really busy days, where, like Wednesdays, I'm like 4 or 5 Zooms in a row, and it's just really busy. And sometimes I just need to step away and do my mindfulness practice or something. You just need to figure it out and how for me to get my power seven in a day. So I find this practice really interesting, and I can't wait to implement it 100% starting in August and see how my life changes. I'm going to like document the process, because if you don't document the process, how do you know change is really happening? So I'm really excited. And if anybody else wants to participate with me, message me and we can do this together. If you have your own power seven or whatever, how many that you want to do, message me and we can do this together in August. So I'm going to challenge my clients to do something like this. If it's in my sisterhood or my wellness group or my private clients, like, this will be fun because it's a way for us to come out of the summer season and moving into fall and winter and create a better pattern for us to follow, because we're all so structured and organized that sometimes we need to live in a little bit better flow and be able to handle a crisis that happens and be able to still function and get our shit done and be okay with it. So I know the biggest question is, well, what happens if you don't get one of your power seven done? It's okay. It's okay. Like, literally, it's okay. I don't need to spend hours or minutes on any of these. Like, it could be just a few seconds. It could be a half an hour. It really depends on what you want to put on every one of these. Every day is a mindset reset. Every day is a new day. So, if I spend 90 minutes at the gym on Monday, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to spend the same amount the next day at the gym. It could be very different. That's what the beauty of this process is that there's no rhyme or reason to anything. It is your own schedule. It is your own time to figure this out. So I hope this makes sense to you all. I'm super excited to do this. So, if it helps you come up with your own routine, enjoy it. Tell me all about it. Reach out to me. And if you need some support, I'm always here as your 6-foot sidekick to help you on your journey in life. So, once again, love you all. Thank you so much for listening, because this has been like almost 170 episodes of this amazing podcast. So take care, have an awesome week, and I'll talk to you next time. Mwah.